AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A white Chicago police officer who shot a black teenager 16 times last year was charged with first-degree murder today, hours before the city released a video of the killing that many people fear could spark unrest. Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says people in Chicago who see the video have a right to protest, but he says the protests must be peaceful.
People have a right to be angry. People have a right to protest. People have a right to free speech, but they do not have a right to commit criminal acts.
Chicago Minister Chris Burton says release of the video will be good for the community in the long run.
We're not going to riot. We're going to pursue justice.
President Obama is urging Moscow and Ankara to avoid a confrontation over today's shootdown of a Russian warplane by Turkey.
At a news conference with visiting French President François Hollande, the president said he hopes cooler heads will prevail.
Hopefully, this is a moment in which all parties can step back and make a determination as to how their interests are best served.
But he says this does highlight the danger of Russia pursuing its own agenda in the crowded skies over Syria, where coalition warplanes are striking Islamic State militants while the Russians mostly hit Bashar Assad's foes. Still, Vladimir Putin calls the shootdown a stab in the back by the terrorists' accomplices, while NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance stands with member Turkey. Mark Smith at the White House.
At least one of the two Russian pilots was killed when their Su-24 bomber was shot down by Turkish F-16s. Another Russian bomber is said to have left Turkey's airspace before the shootdown. One of two Russian helicopters sent to the crash site to search for survivors was also hit by rebel fire. One serviceman was killed. The chopper was forced to make an emergency landing. This is AP Radio News. What to do about the Islamic State group and the expected influx of Syrian refugees are big questions on the presidential campaign trail. Campaigning in Denver, Hillary Rodham Clinton said ISIS has to be defeated on all fronts.
We need to fight them in the air and fight them on ground and fight them online. And we can do that by bringing together a coalition of other countries and people who share our belief that this kind of terrorist network has to be stopped.
In remarks to the Council on Foreign Relations today in New York City, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said if Syrian refugees can't be thoroughly vetted, he says they shouldn't be allowed into the U.S.
When the FBI director stands up and says that he cannot assure the American people that Syrian refugees can be effectively vetted, that ends the conversation for the moment.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.